Governor Hochul officially bringing back to life the controversial and many say important congestion pricing plan. It's going to cost money to drive below 60th Street in Manhattan, and the money will be used to fund mass transit. This after the presidential election.
Yep, that's the promise of every new tax. Pay it, and we'll save the world with it. But if you look at New York City's aging subway and bus infrastructure, the $20 billion spent keeping it this way isn't exactly saving anything. However, this driving tax, which will negatively affect areas of New York that voted red in larger numbers than ever before, was suspiciously paused last summer before the presidential election. But now that the election is over and President Trump has won, the local government here has decided to bring it back.
Here we go again. Congestion pricing is back with a countdown to a January 5th start. The latest version sets the price tag at $9 per vehicle. Those who drive in the city for a living are livid.
It's not fair for the passengers or for the driver.
Congestion pricing is intended to ease traffic in Manhattan while raising $15 billion for the MTA.
My supplier, most of them, they drive along from Queens to here. They're going to increase the food price and the food supply with our restaurant for sure.
It's going to hurt a lot of people, a lot of businesses, and I'm going to be one of them.
Hochul came out against this before the election, probably thought it would help the Democrats.
That's exactly right. This was nothing but a shell game by Kathy Hochul to make sure that the state-elected officials throughout this state were reelected.
I spoke about working New Yorkers, hard-working New Yorkers, and I said I would fight to put as much money back in their pockets as I possibly could.
America's got to get back to America again, what it was. When I was a young kid, it was a beautiful thing. Now, I don't know America no more, really.
Donald Trump made it clear today he does not like congestion pricing. But yes, the question, can he stop it once he takes office? Well, the governor's legal team tonight says he can, which is why they're moving quickly to flip the switch.
So New York's congestion pricing plan is back after it was paused because of its controversial nature. But pausing the plan that advocates say is going to save our rotting $20 billion a year public transit network proves it isn't going to. In fact, the rollout of the nation's first progressive tax on driving right before the election would have been a golden opportunity to show the world how much better off we all are when the government has more of our money. Unless, of course, someone in charge knows our rusting subway and bus transit networks won't actually benefit from the billions in tax revenue this plan is supposed to generate. But critics say not only will this plan not work, it's also going to make everyone's life here much more expensive. Because these driving taxes don't just apply to college-educated office workers who have air-conditioned white-collar jobs and can take the subway to work. They also apply to blue-collar workers who drive trucks full of equipment to fix buildings and food delivery vehicles that stock our grocery stores and feed our city, which business owners say will lead to higher prices as each delivery of food or products they now get costs more to receive, which reveals the real reason this plan was canceled before the election. Had it been started ahead of time and delivered absolutely nothing, people would have had another thing to vote against. On top of that, President Trump has made it no secret that he's no fan of congestion pricing. And since he campaigned on lowering living costs for the working class, he's promised to block this plan once he takes office. But he's not in office yet, and city officials have decided it's now or never for this historic first-in-the-nation tax on cars to begin. Which will definitely lead to less noise, less pollution, and less traffic down here in Lower Manhattan. But according to the MTA's own studies, we'll just force that pollution to less affluent areas of the city like Brooklyn, Staten Island, and the Bronx, where asthma rates are already some of the highest in the nation. But as you're about to see, our leaders are so terrified of Trump returning to the White House that they've decided to push through this controversial plan without any regard to the collateral damage. So here we are in the New York City subway, or as I like to call it, the land of broken promises, because even though this is the place where all the money from congestion pricing is supposed to go, it already gets $20 billion a year along with our buses and the other public transit stuff we have here, and it looks like an absolute disaster, even though there's a city agency in charge of this place that's promised to take care of it and somehow isn't able to find the funds to do it. Yet this place obviously needs a lot of help, and the people in charge of our city want to get this plan enacted to see if it starts working before Trump comes into the White House and puts a stop to it, as he's promised to do.
Congestion pricing is expected to take effect on January 5th, slapping a $9 toll on most vehicles entering Manhattan south of 60th Street. Governor Kathy Hochul insisted today this was her plan all along.
So the state's legal advisors believe that Trump could try to put a stop to congestion pricing if he gets into office and it hasn't been activated yet. So they're going to try to activate it now, January 5th. And the reason this plan is so controversial is because driving a car in Manhattan is kind of a waste of time. Traffic is so bad. Getting rid of cars would free up road space and do a lot of good things. But the tolls are expensive. The subway's not exactly safe, as you can tell from the National Guard troops that are down here patrolling it with the help of police. And if you're carrying anything that's bigger than an iPhone, navigating some of these stairs might be pretty difficult. And even though New York is a very blue state, here in the congestion zone in Manhattan, there was no red shift. But even in counties that still voted overwhelmingly blue in the last election, you do see that more voters turned to the Republican Party than they have in quite some time. And these just so happen to be areas of town that if you want to drive from here through Manhattan, you're gonna have to pay this toll, which to some people makes it look like this plan was paused just a few months before a presidential election for purely political reasons. Now, if you live in New York and you don't want to take the subway, you're going to have to pay a $9 fee for driving your car, even if the subway you want to take isn't working properly because the money to fix it is being wasted. But this really adds up. $9 a day is $45 a week if you work 5 days, and $2,300 over 12 months. There goes your tax refund. There goes your Miami beach vacation. But it's not going to stop there. The toll is actually set to increase every couple of years, and it'll be back at the $15 amount sometime in 2030, at which point it will cost people $3,900 a year to not take the gross, disgusting, unsafe subway system, which is going to look just as flashy and beautiful the day it starts as it does right now. And that's the problem with this plan. The whole thing relies on believing a bunch of promises that, as we look around, aren't being kept as we speak. This place is a mess. And if you want to look at how the congestion pricing money is actually going to be spent, look at what's happening with all the new train cars that the city's been building. They can't even get those to run correctly, and they cost billions of dollars. And stories like this make it pretty hard to believe that the city isn't going to do the exact same thing and waste the billions of dollars in new tax revenue it gets. But again, literally none of this is about actually improving our public transit networks, because if that's what was going to happen, this plan never would have been paused. It would have been started right away so that everyone could see the tangible benefits of it. No, instead, it's about stopping Trump from stopping this plan, because even if it gets off the ground and isn't working, it can still be adjusted later and the state won't lose the power to do it. And what you really have here with this battle over congestion pricing is a power struggle, and it looks like the state is probably going to win this one.
I cannot add another burden to working and middle-class New Yorkers.
But the governor struggled today to explain her abrupt decision to pause the plan while defending the new plan and attempting to sell the relaunch as a concession to working New Yorkers.
It was $15 before, and now it is $9. That is a 40% reduction.
So, in theory, a great public transit system would save the city and its residents tons of money, because these trains are always breaking down. There's rampant delays. Anyone who's ridden the subway will tell you it's a very unpleasant experience. But the problem is, we likely won't get a great public transit system out of this, because the one we have now isn't that great, and the same people will be in charge. Plus, any savings from public transit improvements could be offset by the fees everybody now got to pay when they drive or when they buy anything, which now costs more because whatever you're buying came into that business on a truck, not the subway. But it's important to understand that the governor and the mayor, they're not anti-Trump per se. They've just got to get this congestion pricing thing going now if it's ever going to have a chance. And they're between a rock and a hard place, because obviously this place needs work, and this is the only way they're able to get the money without making cuts. Yeah, they're not going to cut anything. They're just going to get more money. And they're not going to do anything about the hundreds of millions of dollars they lose to people who ride the subway and bus without paying, which is costing the city $700 million a year. That's absolutely crazy. But the good news for anyone opposed to this who doesn't want the rest of their life to cost more money is that even if President Trump can't stop this plan because it's already started, there are at least 8 lawsuits pending against it right now. And these lawsuits cover just about everything from negative impacts on parts of the environment that are not in Manhattan to foot traffic drastically decreasing in certain areas like Chinatown that are within the congestion zone, but have businesses that have been struggling for years now and really need all the foot traffic they can get. There's a fear that it might die off as traffic in general dies off because of these fees. And one of these lawsuits is from the state of New Jersey. But outside of the pending lawsuits over congestion pricing that reveal some very controversial details of the plan most of its supporters don't know about, the whole reason the plan needs to be kicked into high gear now is because ultimately it requires federal approval to begin. And the governor and mayor know that under the Biden administration, they're likely to get approval from this. Either way, some of these lawsuits reveal that the very people who are supposed to benefit the most from congestion pricing may actually suffer the worst because of it. But with this plan set to start in just a couple of weeks, many people are wondering if it's really going to improve everything you see down here right now, or if it will indeed be a business-closing, job-killing disaster. So when I first heard about congestion pricing, I thought that it was going to be great because obviously there is way too much traffic here. And obviously the subway is terrible. And on the surface, it seems like a great idea to get rid of the traffic and make the subway better. But it's not just that it looks unlikely for the subway to actually see any real improvements under this plan. The reasons why communities across the state and country are suing to block this aren't readily apparent to most people who just believe we'll get a better subway and that's it. And even though we keep hearing about how this plan is going to be great for businesses, many businesses are scared it might actually cause them to shut down.
It's going to hurt a lot of people, a lot of businesses, and I'm going to be one of them.
Nassar Al-Qahtani is the owner. He says one of his main concerns is the extra fee distributors may charge.
Everything. Groceries, drinks, candies, like that. If they do that, that means it's going to raise all prices.
Inside this...
Here we've got a owner of a corner store that sells food, and he expects his prices to go up because everything in the store comes to him by a truck, and he expects those trucking companies to just pass these congestion tolls right onto him, making it more expensive for him to stay open. And this is a problem many restaurant owners are going to face because nothing that's inside any of these places can get here from the subway. And if it costs these places more money to stay open, they might have to make tough choices like raising prices or, sadly, letting someone go and not having as many employees. And if a restaurant closes and shuts down or lets people go, it could very well be that in 10 years, these fired employees do have a nicer, better subway system, but they lost their jobs. The same thing could happen to a restaurant that has to raise its prices. Its customers might no longer eat there or they might do less business. All because these places are an absolute logistical nightmare to operate. They get constant deliveries throughout the week. And here we've got some deliveries. Do you think any of this stuff could be carried on the subway? Absolutely not. That would not only be unfeasible because of how much there is, but this is food we're talking about here. You don't want your food down there in that subway. I was just down there, trust me. And this is the first real issue that many people have with this congestion pricing plan. It applies to businesses who can't take advantage of public transit in any way. They're just going to pay a price for existing. It would be a lot different if these fees only applied to people who worked in an office somewhere and didn't have to carry a whole lot of stuff. That would definitely get cars off the road. That would be better for emergency vehicles and response times. Sure, but to make this apply to businesses that have no choice but to drive, that kind of seems unfair. And they pay more than a car does. It's like $20. Okay, $14 for small trucks and $20 for big trucks. But after all, this plan was designed by the people who run the subway. Of course they think it's going to be great. Of course they think everybody should use the subway. Why shouldn't they? They run it after all, and it needs more money. And if more people used it, they would have it.
Think of a restaurant or a bar. They get so many different deliveries from various suppliers that are all coming into the zone. And we've heard that they're going to start adding a congestion fee surcharge on top of every single check that they're already bringing in. So if you're getting your food delivery, your beverage delivery, all of these things are going to happen.
Now, I'm hopeful this doesn't happen, but when these readers get turned on and start taxing cars, the big losers, they're going to be people who, in some cases, didn't go to college and are working at some of the businesses that are directly affected by this. And then after this plan starts, everyone else will start feeling the effects of it with higher prices. If you live in an apartment building and it needs to get fixed, who does that? A bunch of guys with a truck. If it needs fuel so you can have heat in the wintertime, how does that get there? It gets there on a massive truck. And you've also got to wonder, could this end up bringing bringing down property values? If this storefront for this restaurant doesn't get enough foot traffic, the restaurant's going to close and it won't be worth the same amount of money to rent. And this is something that many critics are particularly worried about in the Chinatown portion of Manhattan, which is inside the congestion zone and already has a lot of foot traffic problems. And even here in Midtown, you have a lot of businesses that rely on tourism, which could decrease if it now costs more money to get into the city. And then you've got the environmental aspects of this, because even though less traffic out here on these roads will decrease pollution and noise in Manhattan, the MTA's own studies reveal that outer boroughs are going to get hit with extra pollution, and this is especially bad in the Bronx, where asthma rates are some of the highest in the country. They're going to spend millions of dollars to install air filtration systems in schools that are near roads that are likely going to be jam-packed with traffic just outside of highways that lead into the congestion zone. But the problem is they're not going to install air filters in the homes of those school children, so when they go home, they'll still have to deal with all the pollution that comes from the congestion pricing. But congestion pricing is likely going to be here very soon with federal government approval, and that means it's going to start. Now, I'm hopeful that after it starts, none of this happens. That's my hope. But if that were true, why would so many people be concerned about it? Why would there be 9 lawsuits if this was something that was just going to make everyone's day better and improve the city? And is the city even able to take the $1 billion that they're supposed to be guaranteed every single year from congestion pricing and then turn that into loans that are worth $15 billion and spend that $15 billion adequately? I'm sure they can spend it, but are they going to actually spend it on stuff that works and that gives New Yorkers a meaningful improvement in public transit to begin with? Let me know what you think. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next video.